Welcome to the Father's Vineyard Audio Podcast. Here is today's message.
It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. How many of you brought him with you? Wave at me. You brought the Lord with you. You brought the presence of God with you. It makes a lot of difference. You know, a lot of people want the worship to be the right lighting, the right music, the right tone. Everything has to be just the right thing. But if you have to have it that way, then when you don't have it that way, it's difficult for you to worship. So worship comes from here, not from here. Worship comes from here. You should be able to worship anytime, any place, no matter where you are. Amen? Amen. God bless you. We want to say welcome to Corey and Taylor. It's good to see you guys. It really is. We missed you. It's good to see you. And Chuck Teague has called in, and his father, Charles Teague, is having bypass surgery, and he wants us to pray for his father, Charles. And Chuck's father, Charles, was instrumental in this place right here. I think he was doing the drafting for the drawings and all the stuff. So he was very instrumental in this place coming out of the ground. So we want to make sure that we remember him. Also, while we're praying, Corey White, which is Deborah Cavill's nephew, passed away, and we want to make sure that we remember the family. And so if you don't mind, just in honor of God, let's just stand and just pray for these people, okay? Father, thank you so much that no matter what goes on, no matter what we're going through, we have you to lean upon. Lord, we thank you for life. We thank you, God, that you're at work. We thank you, Lord, that you've never left us, you've never forsaken us. We thank you that your presence is strong today, and it's just as strong today as it ever has been in our lives. And Lord, for that, we're extremely grateful. Lord, we want to pray for Charles as he goes into surgery, heart bypass. We just ask you, Father, to guide the surgeons. And Lord, I just pray in the name of Jesus that when everything is over, he will recover fully. And Lord, his life would continue and his purpose would go on in this earth. And Lord, we just pray for Chuck as well and the family and give them comfort. We ask you to comfort the Cavill family. And Lord, we thank you that you said in your word that you are the God and the Father of all comfort. So we ask you, God, at this very moment to comfort this family. And Lord, just speak to hearts if there's people that do not know you in the family. We just ask you, Father, that you would reveal yourself to them, that they would have an awakening that you are the resurrection and the life. And we ask you to bless them with that in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Don't forget, come next week. We're going to have Pastor Bill Perry here is going to be with us here. And he's from this county, he's from this community, but he pastored down in Hartsville, South Carolina. And he's a wonderful friend of mine, very close pastor friend of mine, and we're excited about having him. You will enjoy his word. He always has a real fresh word from God. And he's going to be with us. Him and Heather is going to be with us next Sunday. So please make plans to be here. And God bless you, and I'm going to pass it on to... Did you call him John the Revelator? Is that what you called him? Boy, that's a lot of that's a lot of fullness to live up to. So come on up, Pastor John.
Oh, Lordy.
God bless you.
God bless you for you, too. Yeah, I am John, ex-Revelation, okay? But it's so exciting to be here, you know, this morning. And we're going to honor Pastor Terry and Miss Brenda this morning. You know, how many know the Bible says when one is honored, we all are honored? You know, but how many know there is also a head, a leader? You know, and I just want to just share a little bit before. We have two speakers this morning, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy them. We got a son and a daughter that's going to share with this. One is a natural father and spiritual father, and then one is her spiritual father that's going to share this morning. So you will get to meet them in just a little bit, but I just want to kind of give you just a little bit of honor here, okay? Just a definition of honor. It says, a decision we make to place high value, worth, and importance on a person. They are valued because they are God's creation. Two, it is also a decision to put God's love in action towards others. Three, honor combats low self-esteem by communicating to the one how special they are to us. No matter how broken they may be, they're still God's creation. And I'm going to know we all come from some broken things, but God has loved us. God has chose us and positioned us. And with that said, in Jeremiah, let me grab my scripture here, come back here. Jeremiah 3, it says, and I will give you shepherds according to my heart. Now notice what he said, I will give you shepherds according to my heart. Now, if God has given us shepherds according to his heart, how many know they're going to portray the heart of the Father to us? Okay? Who will feed you with knowledge and understanding? And how many know our pastor definitely feeds us with knowledge and understanding? Amen. Okay, and in 1 Timothy 5, verse 17, it says, let the elders who rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in the word and doctrine. And that word doctrine is teaching. And I've been around a lot of men, and I'm not saying this to puff Pastor Terry up, but I've never seen a man so diligent in studying and researching the word of God as our pastor. You know, he reflects that. You know, and because God has called him to be a pastor slash teacher, you know, he digs a lot. You know, and I mean, you know, sometimes teachers can aggravate you because they dig a lot. And you be saying, no, let's just go get it. But he's gifted as a teacher. I mean, it can say amen. 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 So we don't only honor the man, but we honor his wife also. You know, we honor Miss Brenda. You know, and with that said, we have, like I said, we have two speakers, Scott Howe, which is a son of Pastor Terry and Brenda Howe. Amen. And also, spiritual son in the house, and Sister Mary Higgins is going to come out to Scott. She's a daughter of Pastor Terry's, a spiritual daughter. So we're going to follow that order for right now, and then we'll come back when these guys finish up, okay? Brother Scott.
This on? I tell you what, the enemy did not want me here today. He really didn't. Got up early. Going to get here early. Massive wreck on the bridge. I said, okay, hit the GPS. No service. Zero service. I said, I don't know where I'm at in North Carolina. I'm from Spartanburg. Anyway, we here. He got us here, and thank God for that. We are here to honor Terry and Brenda Howell, and they are the two of the greatest people that I know. They just happen to be my parents, which is a wonderful thing. And it's hard for me to sum up 48 years worth of stuff in just a few minutes, but I'm gonna try. I don't even know what's going on here. We'll just see. I ain't always been a preacher's kid. They both had things to do, but I'm a PK now, and I've had to share them with you for years. And that has been a blessing for me to do that, considering the way that they raised me. I know they're taking care of you guys. So that's awesome. All right. My mother, I like to call her the constant gardener. She gets that from my grandfather, her father. Plants a seed, and you throw a seed out on the grass, and it's a tree in 15 minutes. I try to do that, Mike. I know you do a little bit of that, but I try some of that. But anyway, she plants a seed, and it turns into a tree or a vegetable or a beautiful flower. She nourishes it, fertilizes it, puts it in a place where it gets the water that it needs, and it gets the right amount of light. And that's what she's doing with people, because she loves you, and she wants you to flourish, and she wants you to prosper and reach your potential. My father, growing up, was an electrical engineer and can literally fix anything. Y'all probably ask him to fix some stuff, too. But he knows how to fix anything, and he uses that in his ministry. I like to call him a junction box. Okay, he's downloaded. Father downloads into that junction box, and the power gets sent out. He knows how to connect things. He knows how to cut the light on, knows where it's at. So that's coming out of him. So be thankful for that, physically and spiritually. Let's go into discipline. I can't. I ain't got enough time. Just a couple. My mom used to do something, and it's not what you think, but you ever heard of giving somebody the finger? It's not that. It's not that, but, you know, I hated it as a child. I hated it. I love it now, but I hated it then. But she would, just to drive me crazy, because she could take her arm and hold it just straight, her wrist would be straight, and the only thing out there would be that finger. The only thing moving would be the finger, and it would do this. And I hated it. And then that, you know, then I would, you know, get the punishment, and then that would happen. Dad was a little bit different. He was more of a, it was more of an interrogation. I did something, you know, I'd get the one, two. Sometimes you'd go straight to three, depends on what it was. But he'd say, go to your room. Sit on the bed. Okay. I'd go in my room. Felt like about 3 or 4 hours. It was probably 3 or 4 minutes. And then he comes in. He shuts the door. And he kind of sits on a stool and gets right up on me. Kind of right there when you're interviewing somebody. So he'd tell me, you know, what'd you do? I'd tell him what I did. Why was it wrong? I'd tell him why it was wrong. Why are you not going to do it again? I'm not going to do it again. I'm good. I'm sorry. I love you. I love you. And I know you love me. So we good now. We are good. So, you know, I'd go to get up. He'd say, no, we got some business. I'm like, man, it's the crescendo, man. It's the build up to what that thing, and the paddling wasn't even bad. It was all that other stuff. But see, you learn from that other stuff. And then after we're done, he says, I love you. And then you remember those little small things about it. So I never felt unloved by either one of them when it came to the discipline thing. A couple of little stories about that. Now, when I tell a story, my dad says, he's just like his mama. And mom says, he's just like his daddy. So I'll let y'all decide. I don't know. So, remember one time I got a brand new pair of shoes. Brand new pair of tennis shoes, clean. Scott, don't go out there in that ditch with them toys and play with them brand new tennis shoes on. Okay. Well, Scott did. I made mud pies and everything, brought them back at the porch. I got mud all over the place, and I'm tracking mud all over the house and everything. Whoa. And the interrogation. I had a motorcycle. It had snowed and it was almost gone. except for one patch about 5 feet wide, about 50 feet long, right in front of the house. That looks like a good spot right there. Dad said, I'm going to work. Do not ride that motorcycle on that snow. You're going to tear that yard up. Well, Scott did. Interrogation. Now, a little bit different. Remember when I was cutting the grass? Scott, get out there and cut the yard. Okay. So I went and I cut the sides. I cut the back. Got everything done, looking good. Well, from one of those seeds that my mom just threw out, there was a tree. Nice little tree. Wasn't big. It was big enough for a lawnmower to run over, though. I was cutting around it, you know, going here, going there, get it. And I put that thing in fifth gear, going around, whew, bam, whoo, chopped it off even with the ground. Man, that looked good. I said, look at this yard. So that scared me to death because I'm used to this. And then I said, man, I didn't mean to do that. So I went and hid. I went and hid behind the bed. I knew what was coming. Well, they found me. They come got me. And that made you realize that, you know, there's right, there's wrong, and there's an accident. We forgive you. We know you didn't mean to do that. So you learn all these things from what they have been teaching. Where am I at here? Little side note. I've had a chance to talk to so many people in this house with so many stories about whether they've called me or text me or whatever, about how they have impacted their lives, personal things. They'll always tell you the right way, whether you like it or not. So if you don't want to know the truth, you probably shouldn't ask them. They will not compromise. They're both shepherds. They both tend to the flock. They never forget people that need to be picked up, encouraged, and lifted up. And after you've been picked up, they'll continue to pour themselves into the lives of others. So I know that's what they do because I grew up with it. So just a few things that I learned from them as a child and as a teenager and as an adult. I don't know what I want to be when I grow up. So I don't know if I'm an adult yet. But anyway, little list. I had to read these. This is what they have given. And it's what they're still giving. Love, kindness, selflessness, goodness, courage, perseverance, never giving up, always praying, giving of themselves, honoring God, disciplining in love, intercession, helping your friends, loving your enemies, slow to anger, and just doing the right thing. I've been blessed to have felt loved my whole life, and I hope you have felt love here in this house. And these things have been pouring out of them into this church as long as I can remember. It's all a part of something that I call now, and I look back, and I said, you know, they're holding the line. They were always holding the line. If it's just them, they're still holding the line. So that's what they're still teaching. You know, now's the time to for the church to make a stand and hold that line and put on your armor. Don't give any ground to the enemy. Don't back down. Don't give up. Remain steadfast in your position in combat. Do not compromise. Hold on to your conviction, realizing that your convictions are going to have to make you give up some things that you really like. I don't care what that is, but there are going to be some things you really like. You're going to have to set them aside, even if it seems innocent. And finally, our mission statement, love God, love people, make a difference. I know that's what we do here, but that's something that I have seen them do since I've been alive. Love God, love people, make a difference, and we're all better for that. And I just thank you as my pastors and my shepherds and my parents. And I love both of you. Okay.
Yeah, what he said. I have a list about as long as my left leg of what these two mean to me. It has been a 20-plus year relationship, and I'm sorry. 20-plus years. And it's like Pastor John said, with broken people, when I first came to this house, I just be honest with you, I was a broken, I was a Christian, but I was a broken, messed up mess, full of everything except the love of God. And one day, I was just talking to Pastor Terry, and he looked at me and he said, "What are you so angry about? We're just having a conversation." And I said, "Where shall I begin?" So from that day forward, I began a journey, and it went from being a stick figure with no life to a woman that actually loves people. I'll just tell you, I didn't like people, but I love people. And it has, that's something that has been developed and grew in me under their leadership. I, too, Scott, am a preacher's kid. And I was attending my daddy's church, you know, like good Christian girls should. And I would go there, then I'd come here, then I'd go there, and I'd come here. We alternated each week. We'd go to one or the other. And one day my daddy told me, he said, "Listen, I can see the growth that is in you, and that you're maturing as a Christian. You need to leave this church, and you need to go where you're being fed and where you're being taught and where the Lord is moving and working in your life." And he released me into Terry's hands. And I myself and my family are the better for it. He has been there. He and Brenda both. I remember one time about 10 years ago, it was something that happened with one of my children about 1 o'clock in the morning. And the first thought was, I need to call Brenda, but I ain't going to call her at 1 o'clock in the morning. So I called her, waited till the next morning, and I called her. She talked with me. She prayed for me. And she told me, "You have authority, but your authority is limited because your child is grown, but you have authority." She said, and I have never forgotten these words. She said, "Simply pray and stand in your authority." And I'm telling you, God moved. He moved. And I remember there was a time when you remember that time I called you because I broke my fingernail? Y'all don't understand. I broke my fingernail, and I just lost it. I absolutely lost it. And I called Pastor Terry, and I was a sobbing idiot on the other end of the phone. He said, "Honey, what's wrong? I broke my nail." And it was all because somebody had asked me to do something that I didn't want to do, and I broke my fingernail in the process. So after I sobbed on the phone forever and finally pulled it back together, he asked me a question. "How much time have you spent alone with the Lord, just you and him?" And I was like, well, it's been lacking. And from that, he taught me in that teachable moment how vitally important spending time alone with the Lord really is. And I tell you, let me turn my page here. I wrote this tiny book, but anyway. he taught me to always be in the Word, to know the Word for myself. You know, back in the early 2000s, you know, there was a lot of kooky stuff going on in the body of Christ. And that was when I was working at the church office. And he came in and he sat down at the other desk. And I could tell he was pondering something. And he looked at me and he said, don't swallow everything that's put in your mouth. He said, you have the Berean spirit. You go and search the Word of God and you find out truth. Know the Word of God. Don't just swallow what people feed you. He said, even if I'm the one feeding you, especially if I'm the one feeding you. That's what he said. And it gave me such a hunger and such a desire to know the Lord in deeper ways than just this, what's just superficial. And it's been a life-changing thing. And I can tell you that he always encouraged me to know the ways of God and not just his acts, but to know his ways. And he is a man of truth. I can tell you that. He is a man of truth. And throughout the years, I have watched him and prayed for him and stood with him as he has endured accusation, out-and-out lies, ridicule. People take his words and twist them. I have watched him endure those things, never missing a beat, walking in love. Never, ever, not once. I have never, ever in my life here felt unloved. When I fail, as we all do, some of y'all might not, but I do. I'm a very imperfect person. I'm a very imperfect person. But whenever I have failed, you know, sometimes you kind of want to do that hiding thing. You want to hide and go away. I have always ran straight to him. And I've always been met with open arms and love and compassion and a get up and do better and a steering in the right direction. And I can tell you, there's one thing that he taught me that I didn't like, but it was truth. And that was Psalm 15. There's a little part in there that talks about, it's right around verse 4, I do believe. And it says, swear to your own hurt and change not. He taught that, and I'm going to tell you, it really has been a blessing for my life, actually, because if you read all through that, it's you see the blessing at the end of being a person of your word and walking in integrity. You know, we all got character. We all have character. Of some sort. But this is a man and woman of integrity. So your character is what you do when you're in front of people because you want them to think good of you. Integrity is what you do when ain't nobody looking at you but God. A man and woman of integrity. that are absolutely fortified in the kingdom of God. And, you know, there was a situation once where it was like, well, but I gave my word and they gave their word. They backed out. I'm calling him again, crying like an idiot. They backed out. It ain't right. No, hon, it ain't right. But you're not responsible for them. You're responsible for yourself. And after my fit before God, I was able to release and be okay. Better than okay, actually. These are two people that have seen this broken mess and have managed to pull the best of God in me out and to show me how to walk this life. And they are people that will not back down, will not back down. And I tell you that Psalm 15 experience taught me to be more careful about what I promise in the future. And who I entered to promises with. It's been a privilege, and it has been my honor to be called your daughter. And it's been a whirlwind of a relationship with us, but it's been good. And I just want to thank you both for always being there. Thank you for the love and the kindness. And I just don't have adequate words to say how my heart really feels, because, I mean, I've looked around and I see and I know how blessed we are to have them. I know how blessed we are. And if truth is not the place that what you want to hear, and if truth is not what you're going to hold on to and move forward, I mean, because, hey, they're equipping us for these times that we're living in. They're equipping us. And if truth is not what you want, then, well, draw your own conclusion. But one of the little things that, it's not a little thing, it's a big thing, but that has, it's become my life pattern. And that is hearing the voice of God in whatever situation, is to hear the voice of God. So with that being said, again, thank you. And the only way that I know how to express, because, you know, after all, I am a worshiper. This is just who I am. It's what I do. It's just how I express. So we just got a little tiny dance.
Laughter lives. Oh, I can't explain, but it makes me wanna cry. And I can hear it in the busy New York City streets, and I can hear it in the country, Georgia fields of green. Oh, I can't explain, cry. Sounds like grandmama telling you where you come from. Said it's kinda like laughter out of the mouths of your loved ones. Or catching up with an old friend, reminiscing on back when. It's like a summertime sprinkler, streak cider with my ice cream cone. Said it sounds like a choir singing hymns, hallelujah. It's the voice of God. Hell, it can make a grown man cry. And I can hear it on the wind of an early morning. When the fog is getting thick and the birds are chirping. Oh, it's just something I can't explain. No, but it makes me wanna cry. Of a midnight hour when I'm alone in my room if I'm going under. Oh, I just can't explain. No, but it brings me back to life. It's like the sound of a newborn baby crying.
Just want to thank Scott and Mary for sharing this morning. You know, some practical things that we all can glean from, you know, and just want to say, Pastor Terry and Miss Brenda, we love you guys. We appreciate you. And at this time, what we're going to do is give you an opportunity to sow into this couple. Because of the things that are going on, we do have the offering plates here. So if you would like to give to them this morning, we're going to ask you to do that at this time. If you would, please, you know, just bring your gift or card and just drop it in the basket. And we'll make sure that they get what you sow, because this is specially for them, okay? This is not taken up for the church. This is for Pastor Terry and Miss Brenda, okay? Just a token of our love, okay? So if you want to, you can come at this time and just drop your gift in the basket, okay? Pastor Charlie's going to play a little bit as you come, okay? God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
there's anyone online that would like to give toward this as well, you can designate that online. You can go to fathersvineyard.org, click the contribution, and just designate to Pastor Appreciation.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate that. Thank you. Amen. Thank you so much. And at this time, we do have a presentation for Pastor Terry and Miss Brenda. And the Joneses, Rita and Keith Jones, are going to come down and present you with something at this time. And this is for both of you guys, okay? Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right, you can just stand right there. If you want to come up, Miss Brenda, we just want to just honor this lovely couple here, our pastors, and just want to say we appreciate you guys with all our heart. We love you and appreciate you. And at this time, we're going to ask our congregation, the body of Christ here, to stand, and let's just give them a round of applause. Amen. For this great couple, this man and woman of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. Thank you so much. All right. Thank you. And we're going to let you guys, if you would like to have something. I noticed he kept doing this. How many know he's a humble man? Amen. And we appreciate that, Pastor Terry. We appreciate that in you. I know you don't like all these things thrown out to you, but you are double, triple, deserve every bit of it, both of you. Because I know you give up a lot and you take a lot, and sometimes you don't even feel like doing it, but you do it anyway. And Miss Brenda, we want to thank you because we know that a lot of times he could be home with you, but you understand the ministry. And we just want to say we're not forgetting you in no kind of fashion. We love you and we appreciate you. And thank God for both of you because you are an awesome team. Amen. And we thank God for you. Okay?
I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Without you, there would be no Father's Vineyard. So thank you for being here and being part of Father's Vineyard, and bless you.
Amen. You can be seated, please. Yeah, thank you. I needed that a few minutes ago.
I've got to intervene here just a minute because just this morning, if you don't know this man personally, he's got a sense of humor. And Scott does too. So, you know what I'm saying? That is a very admirable trait. When you can have a sense of humor like this man and this couple and his son, this guy's a hoot, I'm telling you, right there. And even I talked to one of the, I have a friend who's a deputy, he's a sergeant in the Sheriff's Department in Spartanburg, and he said, this guy, they love him. He's a cut up. They love him being around him. And, you know, that's a reputation I'd want somebody to think about me. That he has a sense of humor. Amen? Because you've been around some people that don't have a sense of humor. It's not fun. Okay. So pastor's fun. Okay.
Thank you for that humorous testimony. I grew up with humor most of my life. Even during tragedy, I learned how to laugh. So, it is an honor to pastor this house. When I came on board to begin with as your associate pastor, and you loved me then and was always there to help me learn. And then a few years later when we took the senior pastor job, you loved me even more and helped me even more. And you allowed me the opportunity to learn how to pastor people. I didn't come in knowing how to pastor people from a seminary standpoint, but I loved people, loved you, and I knew that you loved me. And even in all the ups and downs of life, I felt your embrace, and we both did. And with everything that's gone on, we still feel your embrace. And it's just an honor for me to be able to have you here that would allow me to practice my walk with God as a pastor and how to take care of people and watch over people. And you allowed me to practice on you. And I just want to say thank you very much. Without you allowing me to do that, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. I want to give some special thanks to Pastor Roger Gosnell, the pastor before me. Had it not been for him and our friendship and him knowing who I am and who we are, for him to afford us the opportunity to be on board here in leadership. I want to thank you, Roger and Pat, and if you're watching, and we just want to say thank you so much for believing in us and setting us in this place. And all the five couples that we mentioned beforehand that birthed this place in a home, they felt like, you know, a spirit-filled church needed to be, and this is many, 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 many years ago. And they dug this foundation, and it's been built upon all these years, and it has been indeed an honor and a privilege for me to be here as your pastor and for us to be connected with you in a way that is not just here to there. It's a connection of the heart, and I feel connected to you. And I told you before, if I wasn't a pastor here, this is where I'd come to church, you know, because you guys are just absolutely wonderful and marvelous. For this lady beside me, she's just a wonderful, wonderful person. I have to tell something funny to keep from crying. So it's been several years ago. We were going through a lot of different things here, and it was keeping me here late several times during the week. And but we just felt committed to go ahead and do what we're, and whatever it takes, you know, to get done what we need to get done. And but anyway, I remember coming home, and it was around 10 o'clock at night. And walked in, had my briefcase, and walked in the living room area. And Brenda said, "There's my little warrior." And we embraced, and I set the bag down, and we embraced, and it was just so uplifting. It really was. So supportive. The next night I came home, it was 15 after 10 p.m. Same home. Same living room. Same briefcase. And same wife. I look at her expecting the same response. She stood with her hands on her hips and said, "It's about time you got home. Where have you been?" She knew I was at church, but it was one of those things that that you just can't take advantage of. So I recognized then that, you know, I probably need to be here a little bit earlier than 10 p.m. at night. But I do want to say thank you for being by my side all these years, 52.
Going on 52,
yeah. So, and we knew each other for 3 years before that. So it's been a long, long, long time. But we need to close, but I really want to say thank you so much. I love each one of you. And Hamricks, it's good to see you guys. It's good to see you guys again. It's always special when you visit with us and all. But once again, thank you so much. Words cannot express our love for you. And the best way to express love is not just in word, but in deed. So if I could, I'd hug every single one of you. But we love you and we thank you. And the brightest part of our life here is just ahead. It's just around the corner. There may be testings, but the glory that we will be revealed to us and that we will show for the Lord and in the Lord will be worth the while for us to be able to endure and to be able to stand strong and reflect who He is, no matter what people say, no matter what people do, and no matter what the resistance is. We just need to be like Him and smile and love people no matter what we're going through. So we love you and we thank you so much, and God bless you.
Thank you. All right, you guys can come on. Amen. Thank you so much this morning. And we're going to go ahead and pray and dismiss. And I think we have some first-time visitors. The first time, if this is your first time being here, just raise your hand real good. Got one, two. We have one on. Anybody else? Okay. All right. Well, we're going to thank you for coming. But at this time, we're going to release Pastor Terry to go on back so that he can go ahead and meet them. If you would just follow Pastor Terry, and we appreciate you guys coming and being a part of the service today. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for everything that has happened today. God, as we honor the gift that you have entrusted to us, God, to teach us, to lead and guide us, to shepherd us. God, we pray, God, that you will strengthen them. We pray you will grace them, Lord God, for what you've called them for. We know that they've already been graced by you, but we pray double grace upon them. So, Father, we thank you right now for this congregation, our brothers and sisters, as we depart from this place, but never your presence. Watch over us and protect us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Father's Vineyard podcast. If you'd like more information about Father's Vineyard, please visit us 24/7 at www.fathersvineyard.org, or you can call the office at 828-287-2868. Thanks again.